The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans, come on the Robins.
The sound of Elton John from 1983, and that's why they call it the Blues. A fitting tribute to our visitors today at the SB Stadium, the Blues, also known as Hertford Town, for their FA Trophy clash with the Robins. The club was established in 1901 and known as Port Vale Rovers, but was soon renamed Hertford Football Club to gain recognition as the town's main club. Following a merger with Hertford United and the absorption of two more clubs, Blue Cross and the Horns in 1908, the club was renamed Hertford Town and they joined the Eastern Division of the Hertfordshire Senior County League in 1909, which saw them finish runners-up. Their best FA Cup performance was the fourth qualifying round in 1974, and their best FA Trophy performance was reaching the second round in 1980. The club progressed to the third round of the FA Vars in 1987, 2004, 2013 and more recently 2016. Their record attendance was 5,000 in a capacity ground of 6,500 against Kingstonian in the FA Amateur Cup second round in 1956. Most appearances for the club was Robbie Burns, who came through the Leicester City Academy, which is pretty impressive really when you think he had to write all that poetry as well.
This is your baby reporter, Geetoon, and bringing you all the news and views from Bracknell Town. I say, come on you Robins.
So welcome to the SB Stadium. Your starting lineup for the Robins this afternoon are Ecott, Dean, Burden, Awika, Bayliss, Rees, Mitchell, Atkinson, Tarpey, Cully and Bowman. And your substitutes will be Dembele, Genovese, Knight, Clark, Hipplett, Giametti and Wheeler. Come on you Robins.
Half-time here, I'm James Captain Birdsack at Lower Meadow, the SB Stadium, where we're playing Hertford in the FA Trophy. It's currently 2-1 towards Bracknell, and Steve the Gaffer Witty with me. So, Steve, I think we really, there was great domination to start with, wasn't there? A little in the middle of the first half there, it sort of settled down a little bit, maybe, and then we picked up at the end. Do you think that's sort of fair summary, as it were?
Yeah, I would say over the 45 minutes, I think Bracknell dominated the game today. Great to see a debut goal from Duncan Cully to make it 2-1 for us. Struck the woodwork, I think it was three times, and two blocks on the line as well. So I think 2-1 is a fair reflection. Yes, they came into it sort of midway through the half. but I think Bracknell deserved the lead and could be a couple more in front, if I'm honest, James.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it's a very fair result so far. I mean, there was a lot of attempts on goal that we had against the opposition, and finally one of them came and hit the target. So we, of course, will be back with you at full time, and thank you for listening to the unofficial Robins podcast.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide, and I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, could be time spent with you, laughing like children.
Paul Pomery.
So the end of the game and final result, Bracknell 3, Hertford Town 2. And a well-deserved win for Bracknell. Pretty much dominated most of the game. Hertford scored a couple of goals, looked dangerous on occasions, played some very good football, but I think Bracknell dominated most of the play and fully deserved winners.
Captain Max Herbert.
Yeah, so just a bit of an ankle injury that I've been carrying for the season. Had an MRI yesterday, and then going to get the results tomorrow, so hopefully it's not too bad, but yeah, at least getting it sorted out now. I hope it's not going to be too long, so hopefully back in action in the next couple of weeks or so, but we'll see what the results say tomorrow anyway.
Centre back Dan Bayliss.
Well, you know, I think we dominated first half. Probably could have taken our chances a bit more. I thought we were the better side the whole game. Frustrating to concede a couple of sloppy goals, preventable goals, but through to the next round. That's all that matters, to be honest. So, Magic. Happy days.
Now, over to James the Captain Birdseye and Stephen the Gaffer Witty.
You are listening to the unofficial Robins podcast with me, James the Captain Birdseye, and dear Steve the Gaffer Witty. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. And we are now nicely warm back home. Although it was quite a warm day, to be honest.
Ooh.
Yes, I would say warm. I mean, it should be a lot colder than it is. But the game against Hertford. I mean, FA Trophy and such like. What was sort of your thoughts? What was the sort of the first thoughts, really, Steve, of the whole kind of the whole affair?
Well, let's cut to it. First of all, we've won. That was it. So
yeah.
Look. Second qualifying round. I think it's £2,200 worth of prize money in the kitty there, James.
Oh, that's not to be sniffed at, is it?
Excellent. Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. And I think if we were to win it, you get a big sum. I think it's £60,000 or something. So look, this isn't a tin pot trophy. This, with no doubts at all, we are focusing on the league. But there's no doubts at all. A little bit of money in the coffers is always nice. So I think I'm from that side of it, an important game. You've got to remember as well, this was Hertford that beat us in that pre-season friendly as well, where there was a bit of a niggle between the players, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
where,
yes, it was.
It was a physical old game, and if I remember correctly, there was a little bit of, I want to say, not quite sportsman. They were gloating a little bit about the win after a pre-season friendly, after our guys, I think, had played four games in 7 days. So... Look, I think it was a game that, despite the fact it was Cup, despite the fact we are focusing on the league, it did have some importance to us. Some nice prize money, and I think it was an important one to the players as well to sort of get that pre-season slight off the books. So, look, 3-2 win. I think we're all pleased with that. I think there's, first of all, a couple of welcomes. I think we had, three new debutants out on the pitch there on Saturday?
We did, absolutely. And, they showed their worth pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, and welcome to the club, Duncan Cully and Rhys Mitchell, and of course Balai Dembele as well. And I think all three of them, had solid games. Duncan, of course, scoring on his debut, which is always nice. But I thought all three of them sort of participated well, looked like they linked up well, and looked useful acquisitions. I think we've got now some real competition for places. I think. In that front line and that attacking midfield side.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what's exciting, isn't it? Is that by these great acquisitions, it's also then a situation, as you say, those competition for places means that so much of the talent within the squad, they're going to be continuing to keep working hard to make sure they're in those that starting lineup. So yeah, I think it's a very exciting time, and they were. Yeah, they really did come out of the blocks. I mean, if anything, actually, I kind of felt that maybe we came out of the blocks a bit too quick. And I feel bad to sort of, because, we often complain that we don't go out fast enough. But, we just maybe needed to settle down a little bit, potentially.
That first 10, 15 minutes, I genuinely thought it was going to be an absolute hatful in terms of the way we came out. They looked like, if it wasn't for their number five and their goalkeeper, who, to be fair, both had good games, despite the fact their number five did have quite a lot to say for himself.
Oh, he did. If you want a regular at the crowd, there is a chap. Sometimes you'll hear little samples from him shouting goal. One of our dear friends, nicknamed Fish, who there was one player with a number five. I can't remember what team we were playing, but just shouted "shut up five." So now anyone with the number five, unfortunately, does get some communication from the stands. and this one did wear the number, and I thought, oh, this is not a good idea at all, because he was very chatty for himself. He really was, but actually he was a very talented player, to be fair. And as you rightly say, I agree. I think that their keeper was, was good. Did some good stops, to be fair. And was a very competent keeper.
Yeah, and I think if you read the non-league paper in terms of the match report there, I think that first 15 minutes, and to be fair, that first half was very similar. The amount of chances we created, I think we closed down very well in the final third, so put them under pressure. When they did attack, they weren't particularly the strongest in tracking back. And I think, to be fair, with Michael Atkinson, who I think has been voted man of the match on the unofficial man of the match vote this evening, and with Scott Rees alongside him, that they pretty much were sort of dominating the centre of the park. And the amount of chances we created, we should have been completely out of sight within the first sort of 30 minutes, let alone, only coming out with a 3-2 victory come 90.
So for me, I think that it's always very difficult when you have a great result to go and have any sort of negativity or such like. But I think it's important, and we try here on the Unofficial Roberts Podcast to have as much balance as we can. And if you disagree with us, please, or agree with us, please do go and email unofficialrobins @gmail.com or get us on Twitter. I felt that, one thing that I hope that Bobby and the coaching team are going to be focusing on is actually finishing, because there were quite a few opportunities, really, including at one point an open goal was a little bit of a howler. And I think, if those opportunities come
particularly against, you know, in the league against maybe a tighter opposition. And, you know, if we were behind or such, like, we'd need to take those opportunities and we need to finish it. That was sort of my view on that.
Yeah, I think you're right, James. I would actually describe us as a little bit sloppy. I think we dominated large parts of that game, created some fantastic opportunities, and some of our play was really strong, really good. You know, a nightmare to play up against in terms of that level of pressure, and constant running from midfield, threats on both flanks. And through the centre, and we were very dangerous. But you're quite right, we spurned a lot of chances. Dave Tarpey, who's looking fit at the moment, if I'm honest, was snatching at opportunities. I think there was. I think we had a number. I think we struck the, what was it, the post twice, the crossbar three times. I think I counted twice where we were clean through, and failed to hit the target. A couple of great saves from their keeper as well, to be fair. But you know that potency in front of goal has absolutely got to be a focus, and I genuinely believe I think that's why Bobby has brought in the three new signings to try and sort of get that spark up front, because I don't think we've yet seen the best, have we? We're looking better, and I do genuinely believe when it clicks, we're going to give someone a spanking. Genuinely.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, and I think where we are in the league is very fair as well. But yes, there are going to be difficult games and there are going to be challenging games, and it is that time when, you know, getting a finisher makes all the difference. And again, if you're saying, oh, what the heck are they talking about? Absolutely. Or like, yeah, they got a point. Go and email us, okay, robinspodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a tweet at robinspodcast. So at robinspodcast or robinspodcast, robinspodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to go and have your views. And what we'll do as well is we'll talk about whatever they are on the next pod. Yes. And also, before we do go as well, please do like, share and subscribe. OK, that makes a huge difference for us. It really, really does. Please do that. And please do tell all your mates, you know, whether they come to Bracknell Town or not, or even just, you know, if they're non-league fans, it would be absolutely great. Absolutely great to have them on board. So the next game, Mr. Whitty, we are away, yeah, aren't we? Tooting and Mitcham. Yeah. United in the Istanbul League South Central Division. So we're back in the league. Kickoff at 3 p.m. at the Campus Society Stadium at Tooting and Mitcham.
Yeah, that's quite a trip for those in the car. I think it's a bit more simple on the train, if I remember correctly. But that'll be an exciting game. We're getting closer as well to that magnificent game that we're all looking forward to at Guernsey. Interesting to see that they actually started their league campaign on Saturday with a 3-1 win. That's against Sutton Common Rovers with a 911 crowd attendance.
Goodness gracious.
So I think how it works. So that was the second qualifying round. Third qualifying round, I think, is on Saturday the 30th. And then the first round proper of the FH of the would be, I think it's on the same day as the Guernsey away trip. So right, on one side of that, want us to get through this cup of competition to get some more prize money. But on the other side of it, I am looking forward to that away weekend.
So that is the point, isn't it? So it's the 13th of November. 13th of November, we would be playing a Guernsey away. So literally, Robin's in Europe. Hey, Robinson's Europe. I know, it's wonderful. But that is if, unfortunately, we're not successful in the next round. If we are successful in the next round, then obviously that will be postponed to another date. Now, we have got tickets, and quite a few people in the club have. Please do. If you want to know some details, we're going to be flying from Southampton, and we'll be staying in Guernsey. Just send us an email, robinspodcast at gmail.com, and yeah, I'll go and give you a call or such like and tell you the details of what we're planning to do. But what I've done, which I hopefully is sensible, is gone with one of these providers that you can sort of cancel or you can move the hotel, because say we just don't know at the moment, do we, in terms of if we're going to be successful or not. So yeah, I've decided that if we do win the next FA Trophy game, we've got to win it. We've got to get to Wembley, okay? Because it's going to be worth the £60,000. Okay, no pressure. And the TV rights as well. Yeah, I think that would be good if we end up on Sky or BT Sport or something.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice, absolutely. Before we sign off, James, I think we need to make mention of Joe Grant, don't we?
We do, yes, absolutely. Dear Joe Grant, I believe it's ACL, isn't it? Cruciate ligament. So he's going to be out for some time. And we just wish him all the very, very best from all of us at Unofficial Robins and, of course, all the fans of the club. He's going to take a long time to recover from that. But we're all thinking of him. And, you know, do not rush. Get better. Get healthy, because this is a big injury. So yeah, our thoughts with him in a big way at the moment.
And if of course he's feeling a little bit bored, he can always join us behind the goal, can't he?
He can do. Yes, he's more than welcome to join us behind the goal. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest pundit as well, I might go and send him a little message actually, and see if he would join us maybe for our little chats. That would be good. And I believe Mark Scott hopefully is going to be coming back soon as well. He's well on the mend. I did hear that Max, I think Max is slightly injured as well with a minor sort of ankle injury, something like that.
I think nothing more than an injection for him, I think. So I think we're expecting him back in a week's time. So nothing too extreme for him. Once we've got a fully fit squad, what a squad to choose from. Wouldn't want Bobby's job, let's just say that.
Absolutely. It's a nice place to be. As I say, please do let us know your views by emailing in at Unofficial Robins Podcast. Yes, well, is it unofficial? It might be just Robins Podcast. I have to look. Yeah, robinspodcast@gmail.com. But until next time, ta-ta from him and ta-ta from me. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good wherever you are.
Good night.
The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
Come on, you Robins!